And now the game where the famous answer questions about the obscure. Speaking of fame, Deborah Winger was one of the biggest movie stars of the 1980s and 90s, with 3 Best Actress Oscar nominations for her roles in An Officer and a Gentleman, Terms of Endearment, and Shadowlands. She did many other classic films, and then she did something astounding. She just walked away, just gave it up. And after years out of the spotlight, she's recently returned to acting and has written a book called Undiscovered, and most importantly, and most shockingly, agreed to join us here. Deborah Winger, welcome to Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me. So I got to tell you, one of the things we wanted to do when we found out you'd be on our show, we were so honored and thrilled, I wanted to go online and look at some of your scenes from the movies that I went and saw back then in the 80s and 90s, and I typed in Deborah Winger into YouTube. And the first 10 results were not An Officer and a Gentleman. They were not Shadowlands. They were not Urban Cowboy.
Oh, God.
They were Wonder Girl. Apparently, back in the 1970s, you had a recurring role on the old Wonder Woman TV show with Linda Carter as...
Yeah, I think recurring would be a good word. Chronic or recurring.
Chronic, recurring.
That was a brief interlude in a somewhat spotty career, you know.
Yeah. But it seems like the fan base out there is really entranced.
The fan base up here is really entranced.
Yeah, Wonder Girl.
I would get so close to the TV. I was about 10 years old when that was on. I loved Wonder Girl, and Deborah would...
Oh, thanks for that.
I loved... I'm serious.
Yeah.
It meant a lot to me.
Well, I was only 12, so...
There's a great story, and you actually tell this in your book, that I loved it, of how you got what most people think of as your first really big role, that is the lead in Urban Cowboy. And apparently, you just broke in to Paramount Studios.
Oh, great. It's always a criminal act, isn't
I know.
It, with you, Peter? I mean, these were the days, you know, you didn't have to take off your shoes in the airport. So
right.
Let's just say that security wasn't quite what it is today. So I sort of fumbled my way in. I didn't climb over anything.
So you heard that they were casting for this role, the female role, opposite John Travolta, one of the biggest movie stars in the world at the time.
Right.
And you just walked into the audition studio.
Well, I showed up as Sissy, if you saw the film.
So you came in character.
I did.
She was kind of a hard-bitten young Texas woman, if I remember.
Yeah, it was a real stretch for me.
Now, you've written your book, Undiscovered, which is a reference, I guess, to the way you were before, you know, the classic term for the actress who hasn't been discovered yet. What do you say, though? I mean, one of the interesting things, of course, is that you were a movie star, which, last I checked, is what pretty much everybody in America wants to be. And you were that, and you decided to do something else.
Right, yeah, I started working on my obscurity, which, you know, took equally as much time.
I saw you at a screening of a really good movie, the Jonathan Demme movie.
Well, whatever you get around, Roy.
Yeah, whatever happened to that?
Well, that's about to come out in September.
What's the movie?
And that's called Rachel Getting Married.
What made you decide to start performing in films again?
Well, I mean, I never stopped being interested in, you know, what was being offered. So I'm reading again. That's what it is. I'm reading scripts again, and some of them seem kind of interesting to me now in my life as it is now and at my age as it is now.
We were looking into your background in preparation for this, and we discovered something interesting, that you seem to have been the voice for E.T. the Extraterrestrial. Any truth to that?
It's sort of true. I mean, I did lay down the tracks, and you would have to consult with Mr. Spielberg about how they were used, but I do believe that my voice is in there mixed with, you know, several other things.
Now, when you did it, did you actually try to sound like an alien, or were you just Deborah Winger saying...
I think that's sort of one and the same.
Really?
Yeah, you know, I just sounded like myself, and some would say that's not a stretch.
So... Could I ask you to recreate that voice now?
Only if your name were Elliot.
Oh.
She did that say Elliot.
She did say Elliot.
Yeah,
and I felt
did.
A certain leap in my heart as she did that. Wow. So let me ask you something. I don't know how to put this, but...
You're stuttering.
I'm stuttering because...
Yeah, wait, don't phone home.
Okay.
Right. All right, it's out on the table now. The phone home, baby.
I will just come out and say it, that you had a reputation in the height of your stardom as...
No wonder you're stuttering. This is going to be one of those questions.
As a demanding person, I'll put it that way, as a person who insisted on standards. Is that fair? Is it true? Is it nonsense? Is you have no idea what I'm talking about?
No, I would say that, I don't begrudge anyone that opinion, but, I do feel pretty good about what I did out there in the world, and... I think that if you want people to come and see your movies and your name is on it, you've got to have a certain bar. And, as long as you're not slouched over at it.
Right.
My bar was pretty high.
Your bar was pretty high. You had standards and you wanted people to meet them.
Yeah. I hope I wasn't too bombastic, but you've gotten your information.
How demanding could she be? She's on our show.
That's true. Yeah, what about that bar? I guess it sunk a little bit in the intervening years.
Yeah.
Well, we're delighted to have you with us, Deborah Winger. We have asked you here to play a game that we're calling...
No opponent could pry you out of office. But the FBI is here with some crowbars.
In other words, you're Ted Stevens, the man who became a senator from Alaska just a few years after helping to make it a state, is in trouble. He was indicted by the feds on charges of falsely reporting income. We're going to ask you three questions about the guy who's been for decades one of the most powerful men in the Senate. Get two right, you'll win our prize for one of our listeners, Carl Castle's voice on their home answering machine. Also, $70 million in federal funds to build a bridge from their bedroom to their den. So, Carl, who is actress Deborah Winger playing for?
Deborah is playing for Robin Kramer of Tucson, Arizona.
Ready to do this?
Okay, Robin, I apologize in advance.
This is nothing. Here we go. Here's your first question. Senator Stevens is 84. He lived a rich, full life before he moved to Alaska in the 50s to work as a lawyer. Among the things he did before that were which of these? A, he was a pioneering surfer, helping to create the sport on the beaches of Southern California in the late 1930s. B, he was a circus performer touring the Midwest, swallowing flaming swords and torches. Or C, he was a hairdresser among the most popular with the ladies of Des Moines, Iowa in the 1940s.
Wow. Any answer's a winner.
Well, I think when you're a Republican, you got to go with the hairdresser.
Really? Mm-hmm. He was a hairdresser, you say?
I think that's, I guess.
I like the image, I have to admit. But
so,
in fact,
you'll have that to fall back on, too. No.
Yeah. He was a surfer, believe it or not.
Oh, yes.
He was a surfer. He lived in Manhattan Beach, California in high school. He used to go surfing after school. He still has an old wooden surfboard among his memorabilia.
Okay, all right. I'm one down.
You're one down.
Oh, Robin.
But no, you thrive. You thrive against odds, I can tell. Here we go. Next question. Prior to his indictment, one of Senator Stevens' most infamous moments came a day on the Senate floor when they were debating a bill about regulating the Internet, which, by the way, his committee controlled regulation of the Internet. He achieved immortality that day when he said what? A, quote, all I know is whenever I try to look at the computer, naked ladies show up. Did he say B, quote, the Internet is not a truck, it's a series of tubes, unquote. Or did he say C, quote, I don't like those E letters because you can't crinkle crunkle them in your hand, unquote.
I gotta go with the series of tubes. It's
series
like
of tubes?
Rocket surgery.
You're right, series of tubes. Senator Stevens' pungent description of the Internet as a series of tubes immediately achieved legendary status on the series of tubes known as the Internet. It's even inspired dance mixes of
speech.
But wait,
it's not a series of tubes?
Well, no.
Oh, okay.
Technically. Mainly wires.
Okay.
And elves. All right, this is very exciting. This is what we call dramatic tension, because you, in fact, have one right with one left to go. Get this, and you will win. Here we go. Ready? Senator Stevens is known for raising huge amounts of money for his home state. He's also a man given to philanthropic pursuits. He founded the Ted Stevens Foundation some years ago that has what public-minded mission? Is it A, it helps teach high school students about the exciting process known as budget markup in a parliamentary setting? B, it pays for sun lamps and other efforts to help ease the problem of cabin fever and perennial darkness in Alaska's winter months. Or C, it helps educate the public about the career and good works of one Senator Ted Stevens of Alaska.
Oh, I'm going with C because that's what I think of the guy.
Ted Stevens founded a foundation to teach people about all the wonderful things he, Ted Stevens, has done? You're right, Deborah Winger.
Oh, I can go home and face my children.
You can.
Oh, good.
The, quote, nonpartisan and nonpolitical Ted Stevens Foundation is devoted to educating the public about Ted Stevens. People think it might be a tax dodge of some kind. So, Carl, how did Deborah Winger do in our quiz?
Deborah, you did all right. You had two correct answers at the end, so you win for Robin Kramer.
Oh,
well done. Deborah Winger has appeared in numerous movies, including An Officer and a Gentleman, Shadowlands, and Terms of Endearment. And she just wrote her first book, Undiscovered. Deborah Winger, thank you so much for being with us today.
Thank you all very much.